Public News Service Daily Newscast for Friday, May the 17th, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. West Coast advocates pan President Trump's new immigration proposal as elitist. Also on the Friday rundown, consumer advocates say they want stronger energy efficiency standards and will take you to the state that ranks near the bottom for senior mental health. First, our top story, groups that advocate for immigrants' rights are criticizing President Donald Trump's proposal, unveiled Thursday, to begin favoring educated, higher-skilled English-speaking immigrants over those who have family ties to the U.S. Suzanne Potter has our report.
If the new proposal becomes law, migrants would have to take a civics test and demonstrate proficiency in English. They'd be judged on a point system that favors those who are younger, better educated, or highly skilled, or who have a job offer waiting for them. Karina Martinez with the group Mi Familia Vota in Los Angeles says that doesn't sound much like a country founded to be welcoming to people of all economic backgrounds.
While it's okay to have skills-based immigration programs, our immigration should not be limited to only a select few, an elite, especially when you add a language test. It just goes against our national values.
The president defends his policy, saying it will protect jobs by keeping more low-wage workers out. According to the American Immigration Council, more than 25% of California residents are foreign-born, and 20% are native-born with at least one immigrant parent. The state is also home to 2.4 million undocumented immigrants who are a big part of the labor force and contribute to the economy through spending and taxes.
The proposal does not mention the fate of the Dreamers, people with temporary protection status, or the 11 million undocumented immigrants currently living in the U.S., and thus is not expected to gain support of Democrats in Congress. In Nevada, Bliss Raqua-Trout with the Arab Las Vegas Workers Center sees it as another example of the president playing to his base.
This proposal is not designed to pass. I believe it's designed to give political cover for the Trump administration to continue to engage in anti-immigrant efforts that are motivated by racial animus.
The Trump proposal would also work to ferret out what the president calls frivolous claims of asylum from people trying to escape poverty rather than political repression. According to the American Immigration Council, Nevada is home to 210,000 undocumented immigrants. Almost one in five Nevadans is foreign-born. Another 16% are native-born with at least one immigrant parent. And consumer advocates encouraging the Arizona Corporation Commission to be results-oriented when it sets the state's next energy efficiency standard.
The Arizona Public Interest Research Group Education Fund says between 2010 and 2017, every single dollar of ratepayer money invested in energy efficiency by Arizona Public Service and Tucson Electric Power returned $4 in benefits to ratepayers. With that in mind, Arizona PERC Director Diane Brown is encouraging the Corporation Commission to set an energy efficiency standard for the next decade and not just a goal.
In order for Arizona consumers to best reap the benefits of energy efficiency, the energy efficiency standard should be extended and expanded to at least 35% by 2030.
Next Wednesday, the Corporation Commission will begin the process of establishing a new set of energy efficiency standards for the years 2020 to 2030. Brown says Arizonans can learn more about the energy efficiency standard by going to the website energyefficientarizona.org. Mark Richardson reporting.
Washington state lawmakers passed bills this session to make guardianship application easier for parents. President of SEI U-775 Sterling Harder says her union represents thousands of parents who take care of children with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Life is difficult enough for these folks having to take care of special needs kids. They don't need one more thing to worry about. And so we are really hopeful that these two bills will make life just a little easier for parent providers.
The Uniform Guardianship Act would standardize the process across Washington State's 39 counties. And finally, Nadia Romligon reports more older Kentuckians are struggling with mental health issues.
The latest America's Health Rankings report found Kentucky is one of the states where high numbers of people age 60 and older report experiencing depression, frequent mental distress, and social isolation. Nationwide, the percentage of seniors diagnosed with depression by a health professional has increased by 19% in the past year. Dr. Rhonda Randall of United Healthcare says for many older people, poverty, living alone, and having a disability all can contribute to mental distress.
So those are seniors who are reporting that they feel and experience mental distress more than 14 days a month, and the state of Kentucky ranked 49th in the nation for that measure.
Depression among older adults may go undiagnosed, as many are likely to believe the symptoms are an inevitable part of aging. Randall encourages people of any age who are feeling hopeless or isolated to reach out to their doctor. Kentucky's Mental Health and Aging Coalition, with local chapters across the state, also works to educate families about mental health issues for older adults.
The report did find that Kentucky seniors are at least getting the medications they need. The state ranks 8th for its percentage of Medicare beneficiaries 65 and older, whose prescriptions are covered through Medicare Part D. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for wrapping up your week. News and Cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.